This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill to create a waiting period for all gun purchases gets its first hearing at the state capitol today. It would require people to wait 3 days after buying a gun before they can take possession. Supporters argue it would help prevent impulsive suicides and acts of violence, but opponents say it infringes on people's rights. Another bill getting a hearing today would make it a top-level felony to provide drugs that lead to a fatal overdose. The state has already raised the penalty for deaths caused by fentanyl. This bill would expand that penalty to cover any illegal drug. Members of Colorado's congressional delegation want to stop a controversial railway project. CPR's Paolo Jalcita.
Senator Michael Bennett and Representative Joe Neguse are urging the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture to block the Uinta Basin Railway Project. The 88-mile project would allow the transport of crude oil from Utah to the Gulf Coast by connecting to the National Rail Network. Once constructed, up to 350,000 barrels of heated, waxy crude oil would pass through Colorado along the Colorado River. The two Democrats say they're worried about the effects a potential oil spill would have on the river and communities. They've asked construction to be halted until a full study of the railway's impact is completed. I'm Paolo Jalcita, CPR News.
Colorado's gaming division will award about $1.5 million in grants to address gambling addiction. The grants are the first since Governor Polis signed the Responsible Gaming Grant Program into law last year. The grant funding is approved for 1 year. Mostly sunny along the Front Range today, highs close to 50 in Denver and Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.